From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. A critical U.S. senator has agreed to an amended version of the sweeping health care reform bill, giving Democrats the 60 votes they need for passage. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Senator Ben Nelson, a Nebraska Democrat, announced to his fellow senators Saturday morning that he would support the health care overhaul bill after an amendment was included that bans federal funds for abortion. Despite expected procedural obstacles by Republicans, the bill appears headed for a vote before Christmas, which is what President Obama wanted. He spoke to reporters in the White House.
It now appears that the American people will have the vote they deserve on genuine reform that offers security to those who have health insurance and affordable options for those who do not.
60 votes enables the majority to bypass a filibuster by Republican senators. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called the bill a 2,100-page monstrosity. All but two senators braved a blizzard in the Capitol on a rare Saturday session to debate the bill, the centerpiece of the president's domestic policy agenda. John Burnett, NPR News.
Days before the official start of winter, parts of the East Coast have been buried by heavy snow. Thousands of travelers are stranded, and some school systems already have closed for Monday. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
A large swath of Virginia, from Roanoke to Charlottesville to the Washington, D.C. suburbs, has 1 to 2 feet of snow on the ground, as do parts of West Virginia and Maryland. Virginia State Police report thousands of calls for traffic accidents and other emergencies related to the wintry weather. Sections of heavily traveled Interstates 81 and 66 were closed at times. In the nation's capital, it's being called the heaviest December snowfall on record. Flights in and out of Washington Reagan National Airport are canceled until Sunday morning. Popular D.C. tourist attractions, such as the Smithsonian, are closed for the weekend, less than a week before Christmas. The D.C. area's metro subway system has halted its above-ground trains along with bus service. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Ashburn, Virginia.
The blizzard-like storm is being blamed for as many as 5 deaths. 3 deaths in Virginia and 2 traffic deaths in Ohio appear to be linked to the wintry weather. A decade after the end of the Balkan Wars, Serbia could become the newest member of the European Union. The Swedish foreign minister says Serbian President Boris Tadic will travel to Stockholm Tuesday to submit an official membership application. Serbia's path to EU membership has been stalled due to the country's failure to arrest former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic, who the UN War Crimes Court has sought for genocide. Officials say Serbia still has to adopt many laws to get in line with European regulations. From Washington, this is NPR News. The World Health Organization says it's concerned about an increase in cases of acute respiratory infections in Afghanistan and the spread of the H1N1 flu pandemic. It warns the illnesses are putting a huge strain on the country's health system, which has been weakened by the war. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO reports nearly 1,000 cases of H1N1 have been confirmed in 18 of 34 provinces in Afghanistan. WHO official Peter Groff says this is just the tip of the iceberg. He says places such as Herat, Kabul and Bagram Air Base are heavily affected.
The first cases seen in country were in the military, both international and Afghan army. So we have, a large number of relatively young men who fell ill. And from that, we think it spread into the community.
Groff says most cases of H1N1 have been among healthy young men. They had mild symptoms and recovered. But he notes cases now have spread to high-risk groups such as pregnant women, some of whom have died. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Lawmakers working on climate change legislation will find both good and bad news in a poll conducted by the Associated Press and Stanford University. The survey suggests 3 out of 4 Americans view climate change as a serious problem, but just as many say they would oppose cap-and-trade legislation to limit heat-trapping pollution if it raises their electricity bill. An official from Taiwan's National Fire Agency says a powerful earthquake off Taiwan injured 14 people and caused minor damage in the capital of Taipei. Rebecca Shear, NPR News in Washington.